Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens on the College Football Stack. We are continuing our bowl preview episodes. Let's get things started. Tuesday, December the 19th in the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl from the Toyota Stadium in Frisco, Texas, 9 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. The UTSA Roadrunners taking on the Marshall Thundering Herd. UTSA, a 10-point favorite in this matchup. They opened as a 7-point favorite. The Roadrunners 8-4 this year, 5-6-1 against the spread. Marshall 6-6 in the standings. They were 4-8 at the window. UTSA got off to a slow start this year, losing three of their first four games. Then they ran off seven conference wins in a row before falling to Tulane to close out the regular season. The Roadrunners were able to put up more than 31 points per game this year and were particularly good on third down, ranking 15th nationally with a 47% conversion rate. Marshall's schedule looks exactly the opposite. They opened the year 4-0, then lost six of their last eight, though they did manage to close out the regular season with a win over Arkansas State. Marshall, 13-5 all-time in bowl games, 2-3 in their last five, going 2-3 against the spread in that stretch as well. UTSA has never won a bowl game. They're 0-4 all-time, 2-2 against the spread. UTSA has won seven of their last eight. They've also won five of their last seven against teams from the Sun Belt. They've covered four of their last six when playing in the month of December and have won each of their last seven games when playing as a favorite. Marshall, 2-7 against the spread in their last nine overall. They're just 1-6 straight up in their last six games in the month of December, but are 5-0-1 against the spread in their last six games played on Tuesday. They're 2-5 against the spread in their last seven when playing as an underdog. If this game was still at seven, I would in no hesitation take UTSA. It's gone up to 10, which has me sort of on the fence, but I'm going to take the Roadrunners here. I think they're going to get things done, get that first bowl win, and Marshall's just not been really playing that well as of late, so I'm going to take the Roadrunners minus the points. 52.5 is the total. The total has gone under in four of Marshall's last six overall, as well as four of their last five against teams from Conference USA. UTSA has seen the under hit in five of their last seven overall. I don't know that Marshall's going to be able to do much offensively, so I think this one's going to stay under 52.5. Next up, Thursday, December 21st in the RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl from FAU Stadium in Boca Raton, Florida. 8 o'clock Eastern on ESPN, the South Florida Bulls taking on the Syracuse Orange. Syracuse currently a 3-point favorite. That one opened up as a 4.5-point line in favor of the Orange. Both teams 6-6 this year. South Florida also 6-6 against the spread. Syracuse 5-6-1 at the window. Syracuse 2-6 in league play with wins over Pitt and Wake Forest, so not the most impressive regular season resume for the Orange. They did run the ball almost more than anyone this season. They ran on 60% of their plays on offense, which was 10th highest in the country. South Florida gave up nearly 5 yards per carry this year, and their defense ranked 122nd, giving up 35.9 points per game. But their offense was also able to keep pace, mostly scoring 30.2 points per contest themselves. The Bulls won two of their last three games in the regular season, so we'll see if they can keep that going. USF 6-4 all-time in bowl games. This is their first bowl appearance since 2018. They're 3-2 in their last five bowl appearances, 1-3-1 against the spread. Syracuse 16-10-1 all-time in bowl games. They've won four of their last five and covered each of their last five. I look at the strength of Syracuse rushing. Let's see what happens here. Syracuse has only covered two of their last eight games overall. They are 5-0 against the spread, though, in their last five games in the month of December. They've won 13 consecutive games when they are the favorite. USF just 6-14 straight up in their last 20. They've only won one of their last six against teams from the ACC. They've only covered one of their last seven in the month of December. They're 0-5 against the spread in their last five games played on a Thursday and they are 3-17 straight up in their last 20 games as an underdog. These two teams do have some recent history here. South Florida's won 8 of the last 10. They've also covered 8 of the last 10. So the head-to-head trends go for South Florida. Every other trend going for Syracuse. I think Syracuse gets it done here. I think their rushing attack is just too much for that South Florida defense. Give me Syracuse minus 3. 62 is the total, up from an opening spot of 55.5. The total has gone over in 4 of Syracuse's last 5 overall, as well as 5 of their last 7 on Thursdays. South Florida has seen the over hit in 7 of their last 9 overall, and when these two teams have met, the over has hit in 5 of the last 7 meetings. 62 is a lot, but those trends are a lot to ignore. I'll take over in this one. Last up, Friday, December the 22nd, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. The Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets taking on the Central Florida Knights. UCF favored by 4.5. Both teams 6-6 this season. Georgia Tech 7-5 against the spread. UCF 5-7 at the window. The Yellow Jackets went 5-3 in conference play this year. Their offense slightly above average, scoring 29.6 points per game. The defense, though, not so good. They gave up 32 points per game, ranking 105th in the country. They were awful against the run, allowing 5.5 yards per carry. UCF won 3 of their last 4 to close out the regular season and had a nice win over Houston in their last game. Offensively, they can move the ball. They ranked 3rd in the country, averaging 5.8 yards per carry, so they're going to go right after that Georgia Tech front 7. Georgia Tech, 25-20 all-time in bowl games. This is their first bowl game since 2018. They're 3-2 in their last 5 bowl appearances, both on the scoreboard and at the window. UCF, 6-8 all-time in bowl games, 2-3 in their last 5 on the scoreboard and at the window as well. Georgia Tech has covered 4 of their last 5 games, and they are 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 games as an underdog, but they've only covered 1 of their last 5 against teams from the American Athletic Conference. Central Florida, 5-11 against the spread in their last 16. They're just 1-5 against the spread in their last 6 games against teams from the ACC. They've only covered 1 of their last 5 on Fridays, and are 12-5 straight up when they are the favorite in their last 17 games. I think the UCF rushing attack is going to be too much. I think they get it done here. I'll take UCF minus 4.5. 64.5 is the total. The total has gone under in 5 of Central Florida's last 6 games. The total has gone over in 5 of Georgia Tech's last 6 games. But it's also gone over in 4 of Georgia Tech's last 5 played on Fridays. Under in 4 of their last 5 in the month of December. I think 64.5 is an awful lot, even for a couple of shaky defenses. I think this one stays under 64.5. That's going to do it for this episode of the College Football Stack. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll be here for the duration of the bowl season, right through the college football playoff. For the College Football Stack, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.